Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. Happy weekend. Thanks for stopping by for a little bit today for some of the greatest music of all time. We've got the big bands and the great singers from the golden age of popular music. Well, coming up today in our showcase, our musical theme is birds. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we began a celebration of birds of song, and we had enough left over for a second round, and that's what we're doing today. And of course, we'll have the countdown, and today we've got the biggest hits from this weekend in 1944. So that's what awaits us, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on this week's Seems Like Old Times, and let's start on the countdown. We're at number 10 from this weekend in 1944. It's Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, and Speak Low.
Summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low. When you speak love, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon I feel, wherever I go, that tomorrow is here, tomorrow is near, and always too soon. Time is so old and love, love is pure gold and time a thief. It's late, darling, it's late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon. Too soon I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, speak love to me, and soon? Speak low, speak love, speak low.
It's been quite a dry spell on the charts for Guy Lombardo. Speak Low was the first top 10 since the spring of 1942. And with Billy Leach on the vocals, it got as high as number 5. And the song came from the Broadway musical One Touch of Venus. Now, a little bit more about our world here in February of 1944. The president was Franklin Roosevelt, the vice president Henry Wallace, and the country's population is 138 million. And there's a war going on. And this weekend, we're getting good news from the Marshall Islands in the Pacific. Our troops are also in a long, tough battle in Italy, south of Rome in Anzio. And on the Eastern Front, the Russians are pushing back the Germans. More on these stories later. But here at home, the Great Depression officially ends on December the 4th. With unemployment figures falling fast due to war-related employment, President Roosevelt closes the Work Progress Administration. Now, while the Depression may technically be over, times are still tough and rationing continues. But everyone's doing their part, and we're getting by the best we can. Music helps us take our minds off the war. And here's a silly tune that everyone is singing, even if they like it or not. It's Merzidos, and this is the Al Trace Orchestra. ¶¶
Ed, will you come up here and tell us the funny little story of Mirzy Dotes and Dozy Dotes?
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, screwy as a goon, and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty, others call it crazy, but they all sing this tune. Mirzy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, would you? Mirzy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words seem queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Whoa, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Say, Al, how about you coming down and singing this number? I'm telling you, it's driving me crazy. All right, baby.
Mirzy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Mirzy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words seem queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Whoa, Mirzy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Come on, boys and girls, let's all have a bit of fun with this. Let's all join in Mirzy Dotes. Here we go. Ready.
Mirzy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Mirzy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
If the words seem queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy.
Whoa, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Silly little thing, but cute.
The song that's selling the most sheet music this weekend in 1944 is Mirzy Dotes, a composition by three Broadway songwriters, Milton Drake, Al Hoffman, and Jerry Livingston. And it's been taken to the charts by Al Trace and his orchestra, or as it says on the label, his silly symphonists. It's Trace and Red Maddock handling the vocals. At number 9 this week, it would peak at number 7. The Merrimacks would take it to number 1. But more from our spotlight year, 1944, and actually, we're going to go back to late 43. And news from the war, the British had begun regular bombing runs into Germany. Berlin was experiencing regular bombings with much destruction. On December 2nd, CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow begged for a ride on one of the bombing runs. The crew agreed, and the next day he broadcast back to America his experience on the flight.
D-Dog was corkscrewing. As we rolled down on the other side, I began to see what was happening to Berlin. The clouds were gone, and the sticks of incendiaries from the preceding waves made the place look like a badly laid out city with the streetlights on. The small incendiaries were going down like a fistful of white rice thrown on a piece of black velvet. As Jock hauled the dog up again, I was thrown to the other side of the cockpit, and there below were more incendiaries, glowing white and then turning red. The cookies, the 4,000-pound high explosives, were bursting below like great sunflowers gone mad. And then as we started down again, still held in the lights, I remembered that the dog still had one of those cookies and a whole basket of incendiaries in his belly, and the lights still held us. And I was very frightened. Berlin was a kind of orchestrated hell, a terrible symphony of light and flame.
After hearing the report, CBS explicitly forbade its star newsman to ever place himself in harm's way again. Murrow was just too valuable to be taking chances like that. Well, here at home in 1944, you're not taking any chances buying a Jimmy Dorsey record. You know it's going to be a hit. He has 3 in the top 10 this week, including at number 8, My Ideal.
Will I ever find the girl in my mind? The one who is my ideal. Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me? Will I recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is my ideal?
Record number 8 on the Billboard sales chart this week, 1944, the Jimmy Dorsey Band with Bob Eberly, My Ideal. That would peak at number 5, and it was a B-side hit. What was on the A-side? Well, we'll have that a little later in the countdown.
In some homes, light-painted woodwork presents a cleaning problem, especially if there are young children around. In other homes, and I hope yours is one of them, this problem has been nearly eliminated thanks to the newest form of Johnson's Wax, the Cream Wax. This unusual polish was created especially for furniture and woodwork, and it does a remarkable job. Johnson's Cream Wax cleans as it polishes, takes off dirt, fingerprints, and smudges like magic. With very little rubbing, it leaves a satiny wax finish that brings out the beauty of the surface, as well as protecting it. It's a perfect wax polish for enameled kitchen equipment like refrigerators, stoves, and cabinets. Johnson's Cream Wax is a white liquid, very easy to use, contains no oil to collect dust. It gives furniture a hard, dry finish that makes cleaning and dusting so much easier. Try a bottle of Johnson's Cream Wax.
Thank you, Harlow Wilcox, for those words. And here's a bonus hit from this weekend, not in the top 10, but it's number 1 on the Harlem Hit Parade. Do nothing till you hear from me. It's Duke Ellington.
Oh,
originally released in 1940 as Concerto for Cootie, that being trumpeter Cootie Williams, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. A version with lyrics by Woody Herman is also doing well, as we're listening to the memories of February 44 on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's part two of our song subject, The Birds. Yeah, you know, we have an aviary in the music library, and it's full of bird songs. Of course, what else would you put in there? There have been many over the decades, and some very specific, too. Like this one from Hoagy Carmichael, Baltimore Oriole.
Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury 40 below. No life for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving me blue, off she flew to the Tangipahoe, where a two-timing jaybird met the divine missile. I'd like to ruffle his plumage, that Baltimore Oriole messed around with that big eye till he sings her wings. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like now and then could happen things. Send her back home and alone, home ain't home without her warbling. How she sings, make a lonely man happy, Baltimore Oriole. Send her back home and alone, home ain't home without her warbling. How she sings, make a lonely man happy, Baltimore Oriole. Come down from that bough, fly to your daddy now.
There's Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra from 1945 doing Baltimore Oriole. Now, he wrote that 3 years earlier, and it was supposed to be the feature song in To Have and Have Not with Bogey and Bacall. However, the vocals were a little too difficult for Bacall, a non-singer, so instead, in the movie, she sang How Little We Know. But the melody for Baltimore Oriole was used in the background. And the lyricist for that one was Paul Francis Webster. Now, Hoagy had another bird song to convey a love affair. He got Johnny Mercer to pin the words for Skylark, done here by Harry James with Helen Forrest. Thank you.
say to me, won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen the valley green with spring, where my heart can go a journey over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, skylark, I don't know if you can find me stays, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Hoagy Carmichael wrote the melody for Skylark for a Broadway production that never developed, so he gave the tune to Johnny Mercer and said, here, write some lyrics for it. Mercer said that it took him a year to get the lyrics down, but he finally got it right in 1941, and apparently the lyrics were about his affections for Judy Garland. Well, that was the first recording done by Harry James with Helen Forrest. It made the charts in early 1942, and there were three other versions that became hits: Bing Crosby, Glenn Miller, and Dinah Shore. All made Billboard with their renditions, and it became a jazz standard. Well, jazzing up our next bird number is Carmen McRae.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. Along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but I still listen for a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes hopping along.
Carmen McRae from 1958 with the Ralph Burns Orchestra, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin Along. Song written back in the mid-20s by Harry Woods. It was, of course, a big hit for Al Jolson, and it was the signature song for Lillian Roth. If that name rings a bell, she was played by Susan Hayward in the film I'll Cry Tomorrow. We're free as a bird on This Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we've gone back to February of 1944. And now we're going to the movies. First up, a cartoon. There's Tom Turk and Daffy. The latter hides the former from Porky Pig at Thanksgiving. Also, Little Red Riding Rabbit. Bugs Bunny meets up with the wolf at Grandma's house. And Red Riding Hood is the annoying Bobby Soxer, you remember.
Hey, Grandma! I brought a little bunny rabbit for you to have!
That's the voice of Bee Benaderet. And the latest from the Three Stooges is Crash Goes the Hash. Mo, Larry, and Curly are trying to get a picture of a big shot wedding, so they take a job in the kitchen.
Now, what would he want with a can of peas?
Not can of peas, can of peas.
Not can of peas, can of peas. One of us is crazy and it's not you.
Right. Can of peas. Hors d'oeuvres.
Which one? Can of peas or hors d'oeuvres? Make up your mind.
You put them on crackers. They give you an appetite like a horse.
Oh, animal crackers.
Yeah.
No!
Go on, make the can of peas.
What animal crackers?
Can of peas. All right, also playing Captain America. No resemblance to the comic book, but still a good show. It stars Dick Purcell. There's the Fighting Sullivans with Ann Baxter and Ward Bond. Also the Song of Bernadette with Jennifer Jones, Ann Revere, Vincent Price, and Charles Pickford. And the Preston Sturges romantic comedy Miracle of Morgan's Creek with Eddie Bracken and Betty Hutton.
Woman's place is in the home.
That sounds kind of old-fashioned and domestic coming from you, Trudy.
Sometimes you just naturally feel old-fashioned and domestic, Norval. I guess no girl ever gets away from it, really. She thinks she is, and then one day something happens, and she finds out she isn't.
Something like what, Trudy?
Oh, something like falling in love, maybe, or something.
Why, Trudy, if I didn't know you so well and know that nothing could be further from your mind, a fella would almost sway you up a giving him a hand.
Also on the big screen, there's Sherlock Holmes and the Spider-Woman, Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, John Hall and Maria Montez, In Our Time with Ida Lupino and Paul Enreid, The Bridge at St. Louis Ray, that stars Lynn Barry, Akeem Tamiroff, and Alla Nazimova. There's The Lodger with Merle Oberon and George Sanders, A Ghost Story with The Uninvited, Ray Milland and Ruth Hussey, Alfred Hitchcock's outstanding Lifeboat with Tallulah Bankhead, William Bendix, Walter Slezak, John Hodiak, Hume Cronin, and an all-star cast in Jane Eyre, led by Joan Fontaine and Orson Welles.
I'm a little tired, sir.
Yes, and a little depressed. What about?
I'm not depressed, sir.
But I tell you, you are. So much depressed that a few words more and there'll be tears in your eyes. They're there now, shining, swimming.
Now for music in the movies, there's The Gang's All Here with Alice Faye, Carmen Miranda, and Benny Goodman. And Lady in the Dark with Ginger Rogers and Ray Milland. In it, a great new song from Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, Suddenly It's Spring.
Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. You look at me and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing? Not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. Wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me and suddenly it's spring. Thank you.
Suddenly, it's spring. Ginger Rogers, from the motion picture Lady in the Dark, in the theaters this weekend, 1944. And now, back to the countdown. Coming in at number 7, the David Rose Orchestra, Holiday for Strings. Thirty-three-year-old David Rose, born in London, raised in Chicago. That was Holiday for Strings, his very first composition. As a teenager, he started out with Ted Fiorito, gained popularity arranging for Frankie Trumbauer. Then after moving to California and hosting his own show on Mutual, he started composing, and that was his first one, and what a hit. At number 7 this week in 1944, it would spend 3 weeks at number 2. Holiday for Strings, part of the soundtrack of February 1944, on Seems Like Old Times. Our trip down memory lane on today's Seems Like Old Times takes us back to the third weekend of February in 1944. And of course, the radio was vital in American homes. Everyone kept up with progress on the war with news reports like the one we heard from Edward R. Murrow earlier. And of course, plenty of entertainment. Many of the musicians we hear on the countdown either had their own programs or performed live at ballrooms all across the country. And, of course, lots of scripted shows. New ones this year included Casey Crime Photographer, Nick Carter Master Detective, there's Mysterious Traveler, and one of the hottest new comedians was Judy Canova. And as we look down the ratings for this year, the most popular weekend show by far was The Shadow, and Sunday was the day for music. There was the NBC Symphony Orchestra, the New York Philharmonic, and Andre Kostelanets. Weekdays usually started with Don McNeil and The Breakfast Club. A little later in the morning, it was Breakfast with Brenneman, Tom Brenneman. At noon, it was Kate Smith Speaks. And the top afternoon soap operas, Backstage Wife, Portia Faces Life, and When a Girl Marries. And then for primetime, there's Eddie Cantor Wednesday nights, with Kay Kaiser's College right after. Bing Crosby on Thursday night, but Tuesday nights on NBC were the highest rated. There's Bob Hope at 10, Red Skelton at 10:30. And they're preceded at 9:30 by Fibber McGee and Molly, the number one show this year. And there's a new character in Wistful Vista this season. It's the maid, Beulah.
How are you getting along with the Toopses, Beulah? Mr. Toops, like your cooking?
Oh, he do indeed, Miss McGee. Uh-huh. He do indeed. just at breakfast this morning, he say, Beulah, he say, he was addressing me personally, you know.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, so he say, Beulah, he say, your biscuits are just like a feather. That's what he said.
It's like a feather, huh?
Yes, and then he say, now can I have one that's more like a biscuit?
That old Mort, he's a clip. He's got more wheezes than a hawk shop accordion.
Hawk shop accordion, a good man.
Beulah was less than a month old on Fibber McGee and Molly this season, and Beulah was played by a man, Marlon Hurt. And that's what was on the radio this year, 1944. And we're back on the countdown. Here's Jimmy Dorsey for the second time at number 6.
Star eye, that to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you fulfill the promise of a thrill. Stars, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, your eyes will hold my guiding star. Oh, stars, how lovely you are.
Star eyes, that's the way you make my eyes shine. When those lips of yours caress mine, just to have you by my side would leave me starry-eyed. Star eyes, lonely eyes you put a dream in, eyes that only you're supreme in. Don't you know it's just for you they sparkle as they do? Though the stars aren't real, I know they show how much I care. Tell me how it makes you feel to know you put them there. Star eyes, when if ever will your heart know that it's you for whom these eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are, my eyes will hold your wishing star. So kiss me and wish on a star.
The Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra at number 6 this week in 1944, Star Eyes, with vocals by Bob Eberle and Jimmy's brand new girl singer, 19-year-old Kitty Callan. That was coming down from a peak of number 3, and it was the flip side of They're Either Too Young or Too Old.
Everywhere you go, women are doing extra work, subjecting their hands to extra punishment. Yet have you noticed how some women keep those busy hands well-groomed, soft and youthful looking?
You can do it too by choosing Original Campana Balm when work and weather threaten to make your hands look coarse and unlovely. Begin tomorrow using Original Campana Balm before you start work as protection against dirt and grime. And be sure to use it every time after your hands have been in water also to help bring back the soft, adorable smoothness that your skin loses when you scrub it frequently with soap and water. Original Campana Balm acts so quickly and with such positive results that you too will soon be calling it the before and after lotion. Remember that smooth, protected, unchapped hands add to your efficiency, bolster your morale, and please the man who holds them.
Campana Balm was sponsor of the First Nighter program for many years, including here in 1944. Well, let's give you a bonus tune from this weekend 81 years ago. Now, while this band was probably the most popular of the day, it did not have one of the best-selling tunes this week, but it did have a top 10 record on the jukebox chart. It's the Harry James Orchestra. Cherry. Not only was the Harry James Orchestra the most popular band in the land, but Harry and his new bride, Betty Grable, were the toast of Hollywood and the fan magazines, too. They were just a few weeks away from the birth of their first daughter. Well, that was the latest release from the James Band, Cherry, recorded in the summer of 1942. But because of the musician strike, it was kept in the Columbia Records vault until early 1944. And this weekend, the platter was at number 6 on the jukebox chart. Well, let's get back to the showcase now and our musical theme of birds. This one's a war-era tune, but the title came from a short story published in 1923, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. Here's Vera Lynn.
When true lovers meet in Mayfair, so the legends tell, songbirds sing, winter turns to spring. Every winding street in Mayfair falls beneath the spell. I know such enchantment can be, 'cause it happened one evening to me. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darned world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we and said good night, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Just as light as the tap dancing feet of a stare, and like an echo far away, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley.
That's Vera Lynn, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. One of the bird recordings for today's show, and we'll have more coming up after the break, along with more of the hits from this week in 1944 on Seems Like Old Times.